Welcome to this meeting of the Mayor and Denver City Council. At this weekly session, city agencies brief the mayor and council members on various proposals and projects across the city. This meeting of the Mayor and City Council members begins now.
Sir.
Happy Tuesday, happy July. It's great to see you all. We welcome to Mayor Council. Thank you so much to the folks listening at home. Thank you to the folks here in person. We have a wonderful general session event today from our incredible team at General Services. We're going to give you some update on our facilities management program. They are absolute stars I get to see all the time, keeping the city running, and so we're grateful for them to be here. But first, with no further ado, how about some introductions? Could we please start with the distinguished gentleman to my right for introductions?
Thank you, Mayor. Are we stars as well?
You are. Interstellar.
I just wanted to be sure with that. Paul Cashman, South Denver, District 6. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Sarana Gonzalez-Gutierrez, one of your council members at large.
Good morning, Amanda Sawyer, District 5.
Roger Vidres, Lucky District 7.
Good morning, Daryl Watson. Fine, District 9.
Good morning, Diana Romero Campbell, Southeast Denver, District 4.
Good morning, Amanda Sandoval, Northwest Denver, District 1.
Great. Well, good to be with you all. We will start, as is tradition, with announcements. Any announcements that members have to share with each other or with the public at large, we will open up the floor. Yes, Councilman Watson.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I wanted to share, as you were discussing stars, I thought it was important for us to share something that's happening. Great fundraiser for Cleo Parker Robinson Dance. That's August 23rd at Sheraton from 6 to 10 p.m. Mayor Mike Johnston has been identified as one of the dancing stars on that evening. He will be.
I know you all have conflicts last night, so it's fine that you can't make it. I excuse you already.
He will be on the stage dancing, and I decided to take on the challenge and dance with the stars as well. So you have a member of the council that will be dancing with Cleo Parker Robinson Dance. And this is not just a fun and embarrassing night for us. It is the number one premier fundraiser for Cleo Parker Robinson Dance. They provide more than dance. They provide education opportunities, mental health support. They support schools throughout the East Side and have been doing it for generations. And so we encourage you, it's sold out every year. We encourage you to reach out to my office, district9@denvergov.org. If you want information about tickets, we can send it out. It'll be in my newsletter that's going out in 2 days for ways to participate and to come and laugh at both of us dancing the stars this year. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councilman, for suffering along with me. Councilman Alvidres.
Thank you. I wanted to share that next Thursday, July 17th, several of the RNOs in District 7, as well as the INC, are hosting Beyond the Goal Posts Community Town Hall about the future soccer stadium. And that will be at Town Hall Collaborative, July 17th at 6 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Madam President Pro Tem.
Thank you. We were scheduled to have a play date at Bible Park tomorrow from 3:30 to 5, but we are going to cancel it because the weather should be about 100 degrees at that time, and so we figured it's a little bit warm outside to have everybody. So we will reschedule it for another day. So it's canceled for tomorrow, but we are still going to have the Hampton Heights pool and pickleball day the following Wednesday. So
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any other announcements? Madam President.
Yeah, so on Wednesday, I've done a different type of series. The old Elitch's was in my council district, and they have the old carousel still left on the corner of 38th and Tennyson. And it's shady, it's really nice, and we've hosted yoga there. So this will be my second yoga. It's free. It's like an easy flow yoga. I went last month, and we had 35 people from the community show up just to do yoga. And once again, it's shaded if it's hot out. So that's Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the carousel, the old carousel at the old Elitch's site on 38th and Tennyson.
Excellent. I feel like if one were dance training, yoga would be good. So I think Councilman Watson and I there. Yes, Councilor Torres.
Good morning. La Alma Live, this is a concert series that my district, Office of Children's Affairs, and Youth on Record have been putting on in La Alma Park Amphitheater. That's the second of three, so we'll be there Sunday from 5 to 7. These are local bands. We've got three lined up to start performing at 5 p.m. If you've never seen the amphitheater, and a lot of people haven't, I actually forget that it's even there. It's nearing its 100-year anniversary. It was built the same time that Red Rocks was by the Conservation Corps. It is a really historic place, and we're finally getting to activate it. So I invite everyone to come to that. It's really beautiful.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Great. Well, we have one special item on general session today. Delighted to bring our team up from General Services, going to give us an update on facilities management across the city. I know there have been questions from council members about some of these operations, and so delighted to bring up both my deputy mayor, Al Gardner, and also the head of General Services, and with his team, Mike and Matt. Thank you all so much for being here. Al, I will give it over to you.
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. And my next comments, I have no bias at all, but this is the greatest group. So good morning, Mayor. Good morning, members of council. So just glad to be here this morning, joined by Deputy Executive Director Mike Broughton and Director of Facilities Management Matt Van Dusen. So just want to cover and want to talk about some of the great things that are going on over facilities management, bring some of them to your attention. And before they hop into these fun facts here, even last night as we worked, the facilities management group worked last night to ensure that guests were safe, even further over at our embassy suite. So a really amazing group. So Mike.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Again, Mike Broughton, Deputy Executive Director. We've been asked to provide some fun facts about facilities management, so we'll do that. So currently, we've got about 140 buildings in the portfolio, close to 6.2 million square feet, plus another 16 million square feet of lots, parking lots, and other structures. That's about 388 acres of land, the equivalent. So just realize what we're dealing with here. And this includes this building, the Lindsay Flanagan Courthouse, Webb Municipal Building, in addition to all the city's All in Mile High shelters, congregate shelters, and cold weather sites. To put that in perspective, the Pentagon, which is the second largest office building in the world, is 6.5 million square feet. So we are at 6.2 million square feet that we're moving. GS Facilities Management is the largest of the three divisions for General Services. We've got 87 staff across six teams, plus our operations teams and some administrative staff in there as well. Our total budget's about $22 million annually, and that's split between personnel and primarily contracted services and supplies. Ultimately, if you address the contracted services like janitorial, trash, landscaping, et cetera, you take that out, we're operating 140 buildings on about $5 million annually. So that includes replacement, that repairs, maintenance, everything. So it's pretty incredible what this team can do. The oldest building that we care for happens to be the Public Defender's Office just down the street here at 710? Mm-hmm. Colfax, yeah. Built in 1923, was remodeled in 22, I believe it was, but that is our oldest building. And the average age of all the facilities in the city is 50 years old. I'm 51, my knees hurt, my shoulder, I just had you can only imagine what these buildings are looking at and doing. So the fact that we can hold it together. So yeah, in 2024, we completed about 16,500 facility maintenance work orders, and we're on pace again in 25 for about that number. And in 24, we surpassed our pre-pandemic event setup. So we have a team that just does event setups. Many of you know them. They did 532 in 2020, and now we're hitting around the 600 mark in 2024 and 2025. So that's a think about how many they're doing a day if that averages out. In 24, FM consolidated with DFD, so we took over the DFD portfolio. They had been managing it themselves, primarily with expensive on-call contractors, and we took it in-house. And our FM team now is managing their facilities, and that saves the city money. Also allows DFD to do their work, and we're able to manage their facilities much better. And stretch that city dollar. So two other items, GS Works program. So under Al's leadership, when he came, we started a program called GS Works where we engage with a lot of the trade schools in the area, Pickens, Emily Griffith, DPS, a few others. And we have now leadership on some of the curriculum advisory councils for those organizations, as well as we host tours regularly for some of the graduating students so that they understand what, if they're moving into a trades program, what it means to be in facilities maintenance. And we just had, I think it was Pickens, Emily Griffith come through 2 weeks ago. So, and then lastly, in response to a spike in a number of requests, you may have seen at the entrances, there are now QR codes that have a historic CCB tour allowed, a walking tour, self-guided walking tour. We put that together after we had a number of requests that we couldn't respond to provide tours of this building. So that's a brand new thing that has been done and is in place now as well. So with that, I'll hand it over to Matt, and he's going to introduce the folks behind us.
Perfect. Thank you guys for inviting us to come by and have you guys all kind of stand up at once. Tom Fensermacher, he's our deputy director. We have Anthony Subia. He works over at Lindsay Flanagan. You guys can stand up as I call your name. Simon says, right? Teresa Luando. She's one of our utility workers out of the PAB.
Can you give us a wave, though, when he introduces you so we know who you are?
Yeah. Teresa. Sam Harlow, she's one of our ASAs. She handles a lot of our bills for the city, does a great job. Brian Duff. You guys know him pretty well. He's out of the City and County Building, one of our MTSs. Greg Faulkner, he's one of our leads for the DPS in the west side of I-25 buildings. We have Nate Bartleson. he actually started on the shelter team back when it was the original six, and then he's currently working out at Roslyn, done a great job. Tony Becerro, he's a wealth of knowledge. You send him anywhere, he's gonna figure out how to fix it. He's a great guy. Chun's the same way. Chun actually got hired over to the web before the web became a city building, and he's been there how many years? Coming up on 18 years. So he knows pretty much everything that goes on in the web and my building. Henry Ortiz, another team member from the shelter team. He's been helping out, did a great job, stayed last night to do a bunch of work over at MC, so thank you. Monica Restrepo, she is one of our project managers. She's done a lot of great projects throughout the city, and she's been in almost 3 years.
Yeah. You have to add that she ran a marathon.
Yeah, she ran a marathon. She's ran multiple marathons. She just ran in London.
Yeah.
So she sent pictures. Yeah. It was a fun experience, right?
Thank you,
everybody.
Are there questions that team members have, council members have for any of our team general services about property projects process? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I appreciate you making reference to the work over at Embassy Suites. For those who are watching, can you just give us a brief update as to the kind of work that you were doing last night?
Yeah, sure. So thank you, Councilwoman. So last night, what we did essentially, or the teams did, Matt's team and Mike's team, basically went through every room to ensure that those bolts that prevent doors from opening all the way were tightened. so that they could not be open from the inside. What we're doing today is making a permanent solution where we're putting in bolts that can't be manipulated with Phillips or regular screwdrivers that you can buy at the store, to go even a step further to ensure, but that's what we're doing today.
And one thing to add, President Pro Tem, to, first of all, Al's team has done an incredible job. The history of this site is, you know this, Madam President Pro Tem, is that the Embassy Suites, when they owned this, they had these little tiny balconies off of the out's exterior. They were little tiny half circles, maybe about 2 feet deep. The Embassy Suites, and they had fences around them. Embassy Suites removed all of the fences around those balconies and then closed the balconies with locks so that they were not accessible. That was done before we acquired the property. When we acquired it, we shored up the locks. We also put notices on every window in both English and Spanish saying, do not open these sliding doors because there's no guidance. We had some folks who broke off the locks on those systems and opened the doors even against our guidance. And so that was how the tragedy that happened yesterday with the child that fell out was that was a room where they had broken off the lock that we had put in. And so Allison not only went back to reinforce the locks, they've now found a new brand of lock that is not manipulable. It cannot be removed by any amount of amateur effort. And so I think really grateful for their both thoughtful approach up front and then quick response to add even extra protections despite folks tampering with those locks that we obviously saw why we don't want them opened.
Right, absolutely.
Thank you.
Councilman Vidras.
Thank you. Follow-up question to that. Well, why were people opening their... Is there air conditioning? Is there airflow? Are there other concerns in that building?
Yeah, thank you, Councilwoman. There are air conditionings in those rooms, but some of them do open them up for additional flow. Obviously, you know, if it's a breezy night, if it's cool on the summer, they may want to just utilize that instead. But those rooms are air conditioned, and we don't have any huge outstanding issues in those rooms. Matt, if you want to add something to that.
Yeah. Can I just add to that? One of the things I like about the approach that they took, Councilwoman, is that rather than just bolting the door shut and say you can never open them, I think what I understand now is what you're putting in is a protection that allows the door to open about 6 inches.
Correct.
So you could still open, or 4 inches. You could still get 4 inches.
Correct.
So you could still get a little bit of breeze if you want it, even though there is AC, if that's what people are after, but it makes it impossible for it to open far enough that someone could get through.
That's right.
So the one unique thing about this hotel compared to like the DoubleTree is the DoubleTree has personal HVAC PTAC units in every room, and so they're able to adjust it. This facility has it on the roof. Huge rooftop units kind of work through that.
Okay, that makes sense. And then is there any outside space where people can be outside the facility?
There are a couple of congregate spaces, I think, on the east side of the building. I know there's some on the south side, and there is
outdoor spaces.
Yeah. And you know, I've worked with Councilwoman Romero Campbell quite a bit and got familiar with that space, but there are some spaces, you know, for now for them to congregate in small numbers.
I think I'm just going to jump in real quick. I think one of the unique things about the Embassy Suites is that it has all the rooms are on the outside and it has a huge atrium on the inside, mm-hmm. which is always, I think, at a pretty decent temperature with the sunroof and the sunlights that are in there. So there is some outside space, but there is a lot of indoor atrium space as well.
It's nice in the heat.
Thank you. And then for the other site, we've gotten, you know, a lot of people have come before council complaining about the all-in-mile high sites and mice infestations, other problems. I don't know if you could speak to how we're working on that.
All our sites, DDPHE comes through and they go through and investigate and they give us a compliance report that we will go through. So with our partners at Salvation Army, they handle the pest control. On the maintenance side, our team will handle all the big maintenance things. If a unit's broken, a door's broken, they'll put a work order in, our team will go out and fix it.
Yeah, that is a big piece. Thank you for adding that. The TSA is responsible for that, the pest control piece of it. We will report, we will fix damage. If they find holes where mice or rats are coming into the building, we will patch that area. But in terms of that ongoing responsibility for that pest control, TSA typically handles that.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you to all the teams that are doing all this work every day. It means a lot, and I'm sure we need way more of you, so thank you all for doing the work that you do. Thank you.
Those that have a hard time just keeping track of one lawn or one house, the idea that you all keep track of, what is it? Six million? How many square feet?
6.2 million square feet.
6.2 million square feet, and how many acres, you said?
388
acres. Wow, that's remarkable. Any other questions people have for our amazing GS team? Thank you all so much for your incredible work.
I don't have a question, I just have a comment. So I'm one of those council members who has an off-site council district in her council district. That's what I just said. And just want to say thank you to your staff, because even though it's not a city facility, it is a city facility because I have a lease on it.
Yeah.
And there have been times where I've needed furniture moved. There's been times where I needed the city server. I didn't know about this when I leased the space, that I needed the city server put in. I needed other things, and you all are the ones who come out. So I just want to say thank you for the service, and thank you for my predecessor bought these standing desks, and I swear they're the heaviest thing we've ever lifted. And I had three city facility people out there figuring out how to. I have a loft upstairs, and so that's where we work. And so they managed to get them up there without dinging the walls. I don't know how they did it. They had to push it over and up. Long story short, I just want to say thank you for that, because when my staff, when we've had an issue, we have to call facilities because we have a lease on the building, right? I mean, the outside, yes, like the pests and that's all. So just want to say thank you for someone who offices outside the city and county building. And then I have a little office here as council president. And when I needed help getting things set up, it was your staff who I was able to call, and they were able to get the furniture from Surplus, set it up. They moved out this huge table from one of our judges. I think it took 10 people carrying it down the steps because it had never been moved off of the fourth floor. So just want to say thank you for that, because it makes a difference in my life, and it makes my life easier to not have to worry about things like that. So as somebody who has a long honey-do list at home that does not make it
I'm
throwing someone under the bus this morning, and I was like, and I need this done and this done before we leave this weekend. I just want to say my honey-do list here doesn't exist. So it really makes a difference to me. So thank you for that.
I was just going to add to that, appreciate the comments. You know, we do our best to say yes as many times as possible. And sometimes it may take us 6 weeks to kind of batch a couple of these work orders together so we can make it happen. But I'll pass it on to the rest of the team. But thank you very much for those kind words.
I want to add one more thing, which is, I think probably some members on the council know this, but I don't know that the folks watching at home know this. When you think about what's required for this city to take on the massive effort we've undertaken on homelessness, and very proud of the progress the city's made, historic results to get now almost 5,000 people off the streets, 45% reduction in street homelessness. But the way that worked was a couple of things. One was this council made the courageous decision that we wanted to acquire some properties that we would own rather than having to pay other people leases for them every single year. And when we did that, this team inherited 700 units of housing that they then had to support and sustain. And I will tell you, the biggest driver for a lot of the last year of our ability to get folks off of the street and into a unit was our ability to immediately repair and turn over. We have time with our 100 or 150 units that are damaged, because we have folks that for various reasons are gonna be doing damage to a site that they're in. And the difference between someone getting off the street or not is how fast this team steps in and says, we can find a way to get this room back up and operational and safe again. And I see the updates every single week of what they do. It is stunning. They're almost opening a new hotel every week because they're turning over 40 or 50 or 60 new units that need to be repaired, fixed, improved. That what would have been, that's the entire population of homelessness in one of your districts that they're making possible to get off the streets and into housing because they're getting these rooms open and keeping them open. And so I know it feels like a never-ending list of honeydews for you all as well, but the result is you are transforming the way the city feels and looks, and people that are in their greatest need are getting access to housing because of you. So I just want to say I've seen this team up close, and they are remarkable. Their commitment is incredible, and their follow-through is impeccable. So just want to say thank you so much for all you've done. It's really changed the city.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other following closing comments? on the list of, I'm going to give you time back for all the work on your own individual honeydew list that you feel like you're falling behind on. But thank you so much to GS for being here. Thank you, members of the council. We are adjourned. Happy Tuesday.